This is On the Mark as we take a look at week three of the NFL. Mark Schlereth is with us, the three-time Super Bowl champion. Of course, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's doing work today with Crockpot and Hell of a Good Pretzel Chris, Red Robin. Everybody wants to be involved with Mark Schlereth, of course, on Fox Sports One nowadays. Mark, there's this thing going on in the NFL with protests and Roger Goodell and different NFL owners. I believe you're aware of it, as we all are. The Dallas Cowboys last night, they go to midfield. They have a moment to honor unity and whatever else, whatever message they're trying to get out, and then they go to the sidelines. I thought Dallas perhaps gave a blueprint for how the NFL can move forward that is getting the message out there, but is also not going to enrage a certain segment of the population. What'd you think?
Yeah, no, I thought it was great, and I thought it's something that needs to be thought about and talked about. And, you know, I applaud the NFL players that at least are standing up for what they believe in, and they are trying to draw attention to some of the inequities that you know, are part of this country. And for me, to create a dialogue and to be able to do that peacefully, I think is a good thing. And so I'm okay with that. I like the way the Dallas Cowboys addressed that. Maybe that, like you said, is a blueprint for future NFL games.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people out there saying, well, why are they attacking the flag or the anthem? And it's never been about that, right?
And
I don't know how to, I mean, maybe I'm just curious from your perspective, how does that message get communicated that, hey, it's not about the flag, it's not about the military? A lot of these guys have people or fought in the military, so it was never about
right.
that.
It never has been about that. It's been about inequities that are part of this country that need to be addressed, and that's really that really was the whole message here. And I've heard a lot of people talk about, well, it's not the appropriate time or the appropriate place. And I'm saying, well, what is the appropriate time and the appropriate place? Because if you do it when nobody sees it, it really doesn't affect anybody. It doesn't create a conversation. I know plenty of players that have gone beyond just the protest. Brandon Marshall in Denver, Colorado, has been on ride-alongs, and he's met with the police chief, and they've tried to create a dialogue to better serve communities. So those things are happening right now. Whether you want to turn a blind eye to that or not, they are happening, and at least we're having a conversation. I think that's the best place to start.
And I saw you mentioning that on your Twitter, at Mark Schlereth. If you want to follow Mark on Twitter, you should do that. Your life will be better. I wonder, the NFL owners stepping up and being with their players. Part of me thinks that's great, but we still have a guy out of the league who should be on a roster in Colin Kaepernick. Now, I know that Roger Goodell can't force any team to bring in Cap, but to me it seems off that here's a guy who's without question the 24th to 33rd best quarterback in the world, and he's not in the league.
Yeah, varying opinions on that. I always look at what is he good at from the standpoint of being a great athlete and being able to create that kind of offense. But, when I look at Colin Kaepernick, I look at a guy that definitely from a starting standpoint, and I think you have to look at the league this way. If you feel like the noise that comes with you or the attention that comes with you outweighs the production, you're not going to get a job in the National Football League. And we can look beyond Colin Kaepernick. Ray Rice, was Ray Rice not given a job in the National Football League because of domestic violence, or was he not given a job because the year before he averaged 3.1 yard per carry? Because there's plenty of guys who have domestic violence in their backgrounds that have jobs in the National Football League. So if the noise outweighs the perceived production, then that's where I think most NFL teams are in regards to Colin Kaepernick. So I don't disagree with you that he is a player that probably deserves at least an opportunity, but that's the way the NFL world works, and it may not be fair, but it is one of those situations that I understand both sides of the argument.
Fair enough, and I think Ray, his situation's interesting because when it was just domestic violence, he was fine, but when the video came out, then
it sure. But Joe Mixon has video out there, and he's got a job with the Cincinnati Bengals right now. So it always comes down to how much production can you give us, and if the production outweighs the potential of noise, you get a job. And you know, it may not be fair, but life isn't fair, and the NFL certainly isn't fair.
I was watching a video yesterday from First Things First with Nick Wright and Chris Carter, and of course you're at Fox now, and Chris said that, hey, I'm scared about what's going to happen to me, but football's given me everything I have. I wouldn't be on this show. I wouldn't be the man I am. I wouldn't have had, you know, so... You know, there's always talk about some guys are choosing to retire young, and the concern is that people won't play in the league. For yourself, I mean, you had 17,000 knee surgeries. Was football worth it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it was worth it. I got to live out a childhood dream, and anytime you're willing to do that, it's going to come with sacrifice, and there are going to be some things. You know, you're going to do irreparable damage to your body. It's not about if, it's when. You're 100%. You're going to be injured if you play football, and some of that, you know, obviously is joint injury and physical ailments, but also head trauma. So that's part of the deal. You know, when you sign up for it, that's part of the deal. And again, I got to live out my childhood dream. So for me, you know, it was well worth it.
Mark Schlereth with us here. We'll get to the work he's doing to create a better home gate for you in a second. Let's go on the field. Who's the best team in the NFL right now?
You know, just watching all the games and breaking down games, I would have to say the Kansas City Chiefs. I think dynamic players on both sides of the ball. They can beat you running it. They can beat you throwing it. Defensively, they've got pass rushers. They've got a linebacking core that can flat run. They've got defensive backs. Peters is one of the best in football. So they've got really good football players. Andy Reid, I'm a big fan of him from the scheming standpoint and creating big plays. So right now they're playing as good as any team in the National Football League, maybe better than any team in the National Football League. The other team in the NFC, the Atlanta Falcons, to have that devastating loss that happened to them in the Super Bowl where they just basically choked it away, to come out and to have the focus to play the way they played, so far in the season, being 3-0, they've been impressive as well to watch on tape.
Mark Schlereth here for Crockpot. Hell of a good Pretzel Chris, Red Robin. And you've got some tips on how you can tailgate
sure. In
your backyard. The new phenomenon is called home gating, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always look at football as just an excuse to get together and eat. Crockpot makes it easy, right? Gourmet meals right there in your kitchen. And I'm talking about less time in the kitchen, more time with family and friends. That's what Crock-Pot does. Love the Crock-Pot. Cook and carry, slow cooker, easy lock and lids. You can make it at home. Take it over to a friend's house, crockpot.com, for more information. Hell of a good. You mentioned great dips are an essential part of home gating. Rich, creamy flavors like the French onion or the bacon horseradish, buttermilk ranch. You can either use it to dip right here, or you can jazz up one of your favorite all-timers like potato skins. Hellofagood.com for more information. And then, speaking of dips, Snack Factory Pretzel Crisps are absolutely wonderful. Simple ingredients, no artificial colors, no preservatives. They are so versatile. You can dip with them, you can spread and eat them like a sandwich. It's great in the deli section of your local grocer, pretzelcrisps.com, for more information. And if you don't like to cook, well, my friends at Red Robin have got your back with their Red Robin Gourmet Burger Bar, hassle-free burger bar. It allows you to create customized burgers, 10 or more fire-grilled burgers made to order. Comes with a variety of gourmet toppings like onion straws, guacamole, pineapple slices that are grilled. Hassle-free burger bar. Customize a burger for each individual guest at your party. Find out more at redrobin.com, and that's how you make home gating, how you make it kind of come to life, if you will.
You're a professional, baby. That was awesome. Hey, last one. Can the Broncos, you just said the Chiefs are the best team in football, but can the Broncos at least be in that AFC championship game, perhaps with Trevor Siemian at quarterback?
I don't think there's any question. I think you look at last week, Trevor Siemian made some really bad decisions and bad throws, which, you know, hasn't really made up to this point. But I think it's going to take a balance. I mean, you've got the second leading rusher in football in C.J. Anderson, who got 8 carries in that game in Buffalo in a very close game. You've got to do more to support your young quarterback. We kind of tend to forget that he's a young guy, but he's only started 17 games. So they're going to have to do a better job as a coaching staff of getting getting him the help he needs, because when he has it, he makes great decisions, and he's a pretty good quarterback.
Mark, appreciate the time. Always enjoyed your work, and continued success to you. Enjoying the NFL season.
My pleasure. Take care.
Mark Schlereth with us here on the Mark. It's interesting what he said, right? As far as, is the amount of distraction, if you want to put it that way, that somebody like Colin Kaepernick would bring, is the talent worth having him in the organization? My response to that is, I actually don't think there would be it would be a ton at the start. Granted, a massive amount of interviews and a lot of reporters around, but I think it would die out. I mean, fairly quick. I mean, what would be the story? If he's playing every day and he's playing well, well, then you're getting great production and people are going to want to talk to him. If he's sitting on the bench and he's the backup quarterback for weeks on end, there's just no story there. The guy has said that he'll stand for the anthem. So I think initially, of course, there'd be a ton of attention. But at some point, I mean, what more is there to tell? There he is. There he's standing. And his teammates are saying, hey, if he gets a chance, we think that Colin will do great. But right now, XYZ is our guy. So it'll be interesting. I still wonder if he'll ever get back in the league. Thanks to Mark Schlereth for jumping on week three of the NFL. The Chiefs, huh? The best team in the league. It just, I know that I know a lot of Chiefs fans who have that belief. It's just hard for me to go all the way there with Kansas City with Alex Smith at quarterback. But he is completing 77% of his passes so far. That's ridiculous. That is completely and utterly ridiculous. So maybe this will be the year for Kansas City. Thanks for checking out On The Mark. We will see you in the next episode.